runs and get two big wins. It's great for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, we're not overly endowed with a lot of players. We've stuck with it. Our away games, we've often had to have a couple of the boys back up and play two games, but that hasn't fazed us, and we've gone out there to do the job, and we were lucky enough to come away with a win today. It was very tough. Gunnedah are extremely good in their defence. We just stuck in there and eventually were able to get on top, so it was very good for us.
Who were the best players for you today, and they've been fantastic for most of the season?
I'd have to say Brett Miller, our front rower today. He played outstanding. He hit the ball up really well. Luther Robinson's been good for us all year, as is Scott Houston, our number nine. The other Simon Clark that has stepped up from reserve grade from last year, and he's playing outstanding football, very hard in defence and runs good lines.
That's one of those things when it's not necessarily running for you as far as being able to play flowing as attacking rugby and getting that ball to Dylan. It's one of those things where you've just got to be able to learn to grind out the results, especially away from home.
Yeah, definitely. You know, that's exactly. Dylan's playing outstanding footy as well, so it's a matter of getting the ball to him when we can, but we've got to be patient and almost stubborn in the way we retain our ball. And we learn a lot of lessons from the away game at Walker. You know, we passively tried to absorb their pressure and it just didn't get us out of the quarter. And the boys were very tired by the end of the game there and it got away from us. But really pushing to get out of our own quarter now and being proactive to get out of there and put the pressure back onto the sides. And, you know, we play that stubborn ball, stubborn style of play until we've got those opportunities then to open it up, and it's been working for us, so I'm very happy with that.
And Fraser's done a good job with the reserve grade. Of course, it's a bludger of a job when half the team gets taken off you and half the blokes don't turn up as well, especially for away games.
Fraser's been really good for us. You know, an introduction to our coaching staff. He's come along with some good ideas and he's got a big part in our training schedule. You know, it's always tougher to be a reserve grade coach, I think, than a first grade. He's always mixing and matching, on the phone all the time trying to scratch up side. And although, as I said, we've had to back up and hand him a couple of players, that's the type of club we are, and we love to stick together and you know, do what we need to get through the day. We certainly did that today.
Of course, this afternoon you've got a big sort of day there at Inverell Rugby Park as you take on the McGregor Goulet Moree Weebella Bulls. Of course, the celebration of the 2006 Premiership as well. The boys are coming back for it. It just should be a fantastic day.
We're really looking forward to that. It's a good chance. A lot of the boys haven't been together in one spot since the 06 Grand Final, and I was lucky to be a part of that, and I think it was the first grade win in 118 years. So, you know, we had a lot to celebrate back then, and it'll be good to get the boys back in a group and possibly even see a few of them in a third grade game. And it should be really good for the club, and should be a great day out.
Just remember your good self 10 years ago here playing. How do you see the sort of state of the game as far as players and the like? Do we still need more work? Because it's great to see that Tom Davidson's jumped on board with CAF as a development officer, but it's one of those things where, you know, New South Wales Rugby has to send more of those elite players such as the Waratahs and the like coming out to inspire not only the kids but also the seniors as well and have some connection.
Oh, definitely, you know, and you know, I suppose with their tight schedule and the limited amount of players, but I think it's essential that we see some of them up around the country areas and filter them out through so that they can keep in touch with good country rugby, you know. And it's just the same as the junior club liking our senior players to come along and be involved in their side to encourage them, step that up a level to get quality players up and around the country to filter through the latest techniques and ideas as, would be very good for our zone anyways.
Finally, how are things going at Lays Hill? You're on the back of the phone book and all that sort of stuff, but how's business going? Not only with Inverell but everywhere else.
Yeah, it's actually Laser Plumbing. Yeah, no, things are going very well in the plumbing world, and the Laser's a great network, and it's been very good, so very happy with that.
I want to thank you for your time, Simon. Wish you all the best this afternoon as you lead the Inverell Highlanders as the coach as you take on the McGregor Goulet Moree Weebella Bulls at Inverell Rugby Park.
Yeah, mate, looking forward to that. That's a real test in our measure. You know, we're all trying to push for that top tier, and this will put us in good stead for the few games to come. You know, we've got the big three coming into it, the Moree, Pirates and Narrabri. So that'll sort the men out from the boys, and we're keen as anything and just to keep improving each week. So really looking forward to it.